my life to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dread rocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that I am not my head. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations no more. I am not my head. I am not this skin. I am a soul that lives within. I am not my head. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations no more. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
the second cat. Now he's a wild one, always flying off to some unknown place, daring anyone to follow. Did I mention? But everyone knows him as Diego, and his personality goes something like this.
In the sound.
You're listening to 89.1 FM WNYU, New York.
We'll be right back. to you, baby. I'm not afraid.
he's a wild one. Always flying off to some unknown place, daring anyone to follow. Oh, did I mention? His name is DJ Rio. But everyone knows him as the Aviator. And his personality goes something.
Thank you. is through. I step on one, you step on two. Now when we move, we're feeling the vibe. I said if we move, we're making a vibe. And if it's day or if it is night, we're feeling alright. Said we be alright, alright.
All right. yeah. Ooh, we're gonna take it down a little. WNYU 89.1 on a Memorial Day. Actually, it was Memorial Day. The Aviator in the house. I don't know why this program all of a sudden got real low. Anyway, we've got a few things to talk about. A lot of cool things going on. It's been pretty quiet. Very quiet for a Monday night. Anyway, Sweet was busting out some facts. And you know, you can't really mess with me when it comes with facts. Because you know I'm going to bust back. You know I'm going to bust back. Anyway, let me get to a couple of things here. First of all, the real rant of the week. What is up? Okay, this is my rant. What is up with arena football, man? I just don't get it. I mean, listen. What's next? Like arena tennis or something? Listen, let's just stick. There's so many sports going on. I mean, we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs. Hockey's over, pretty much. I mean, you know, we're out of it. And I don't think we need a some sort of a hybrid of an established sport. I mean, we got the World Cup coming up. I mean, who the hell wants to watch arena football? For all those people that really miss the NFL, the NFL is a complex sport. And you know what? All the true fans can't wait for the real NFL to begin. So I am sick and tired of seeing these, like, mutated sports brought indoors, you know, like into a smaller arena, supposedly to make it more exciting. I wish y'all would cut that out. And that's my rant of the week, the official Rio rant. And just another thing, I know we've been getting into all these weird facts and stuff, but in case you didn't know, now this has nothing to do with the official Did You Know, the DJ Rio Did You Know, but in case you didn't know, Memorial Day actually commenced or was first brought about in 1868 by a man named John A. Logan. And the whole purpose of Memorial Day was to decorate the graves of the Civil War soldiers. And in 1971, it officially became a national holiday. So I know there's a lot of memories going around, and it has to do with the whole war theme. But just in case you didn't know, it pertains to Civil War soldiers. And speaking of which, we had a special mint tonight from my man Buddha. Of course, he just turned 53 on May 25th. God bless you, Buddha. We know you're listening. And he's the official Ying Yang mascot of TCS. And he gives a special mint out to his father, William George Schwarm, who served in World War II in Bastogne, France. And he also gives a mint out to Peter, his roommate. And the whole old and new, the new soul to the old and the new. Anyway, let's get to the official. Now, you know I'm going to rub this in Sweet's face because he's perpetrating with me. He's busting out facts. But, you know, you can't mess with the fact, man. Did you know? The top 10 did you know for the week. The DJ Rio, did you know? Okay, let's go now. Where do we start? We start at the bottom or the top. Did you know that Pac-Man was originally called Puck-Man? And the reason they didn't want to call it Puck-Man in the United States was they were afraid. And there's a little story attached to this. They were afraid that, you know, them really diggy cool vandals in the early 80s would change the P to the F. So that's why they changed it to Pac-Man. Did you know that the first American coins were made in 1793? So if you got one of those, I don't know if that's worth more than Barry Bonds's home run ball. I don't know. I love the way those San Francisco cops bum rushed him. I didn't think that kind of stuff happened in San Francisco, but apparently they must have some gangster guys, probably from Oakland. They're probably from Oaktown or LA. They probably just hung out. Anyway, did you know there is a town called, now I have to edit this, of course, for radio, Effing in Austria. There's a town called Effing. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I mean. There's a town called Effing in Austria. Did you know Americans drink nearly 3 times as much carbonated soft drinks than coffee? I guess that's a jolt in Starbucks' ass. Did you know that cranberry Jell-O is the only Jell-O made from real fruit? I know Sweet's smirking right now because he knows I got him. Did you know Beethoven always dipped his head in cold water before composing. Now, for all you want to be producers out there, as long as you're not, I wonder if that's how he got deaf, but I heard he was born deaf. Anyway, did you know the official voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc, was allergic to carrots and he had to chew on celery in order to do Bugs' voice when he would, you know, eat carrots? That's interesting. Did you know the state of Florida is larger than England? So for all those people who haven't been to England, I hope you're enjoying Florida. Did you know that the horse's head in Godfather, the movie, the original Godfather, is a real horse's head that they actually froze and brought to the set? And the last, of course, did you know, which I happen to be, Rio happens to be a very, very big Star Wars fan. Did you know that the original, that the name R2-D2, now you're probably wondering how this came about. George Lucas, of course, the director of Star Wars, was doing American Graffiti at the time. And when he needed a specific reel to do editing, he would call on his assistant or whatever, the editor's assistant, and tell him he needed reel 2, dialogue 2. And of course, this person said, you know, for short, he abbreviated it, do you need R2-D2? And that's how the voice for the name for R2-D2 came about. Anyway, we do this every Monday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's the official Deep House show for New York, and we're about out of here. So until next Monday, this is the AVF. Damn, we got quiet. I guess for Memorial Day we'll just end it like this.
WNYU-FM in New York now ends its broadcast day. We're licensed to New York University and operated by its students on an assigned carrier frequency of 89.1 megahertz with an effective radiated power output of 8.3 kilowatts vertical and horizontal. Our offices and studios are located at 721 Broadway in New York City. Our transmitter and antenna are located at University Heights in the Bronx.